Okay, good morning. Let's, with Hashem's help, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We're going to start from the very bottom line, four lines from the bottom, more precisely, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. I know we did this yesterday, but we'll just review it. Boy Minei Rav Nosson Bar Oshi Merab Yochanan. Rav Nosson Bar Oshi asked a question of Rav Yochanan. Misates Mishamai Mechai, when you chisel out a stone, and set it in the building. What's the chiyuv for chiseling out a stone? He showed him with his hands. Like he went like this. See, take a look at what I'm doing. He went like this. He showed him. It's makav patish, banging the hammer on the anvil. Asks the Gemara of Anantan hamisates veha makav patish. But the Mishnah said that these are two separate things. Misates and makav patish. How could you say it's the same thing? Answers the Gemara, Ema, you're right. We should read the Mishnah as saying, Hamasates Hamaka Bepatish. That Masates is Maka Bepatish, not that it's two separate things. So the Mefarshim asked the Chasim Sofer and the Magine Shlomo. Magine Shlomo explains here, so why did the Mishnah have to tell you that chiseling comes from Maka Bepatish? Why is that the only Malacha in the Mishnah that it tells you where it comes from? Because you might make a mistake and think that it's bona, and that's why you have to say that it's makav patish. The Chasam Sofer says that the misates took on different forms in different places, how you chiseled out stones. So that's why it has to teach you that it's makav patish. Toshma, come and hear a proof. Hakodeach kol shuchai. Now we're bringing a proof against Shmuel. There was a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about drilling a hole, whether it is building, binyan, or makav patish. So Tashma, hakodeach kol shu chayv. If you drill a hole in a wall, even a tiny hole, you're chayv. Bishlam elo Rav. Rav holds that making drilling a hole in a chicken coop so that the bad air should fly out. He said, "You're chayv for binyan bishlama l'rav mechse kaman dechar chosu l'binyana." So I can understand why it's binyan because it looks a lot like binyan. Let me just get rid of that beeping sound in the background. Okay, so here we go. So it makes sense according to Rav that drilling a hole, making a hole in a chicken coop is binyan. So it makes sense if you drill a hole in a wall that you should be chayv. Because here you're drilling a hole with the goal of sticking a screw in it or sticking a peg in it. So it makes sense. That's binyan. El Shmuel. However, according to Shmuel, makav patish, what kind of makav patish is there here? Who said that drilling a hole is makav patish in a chicken coop? So in a chicken coop, it makes sense because that's the end of the chicken coop. You're making a window so that the bad air can go out. But drilling a hole in the wall in order to place a peg in it, how in the world is that makav patish? El l'shmol lav gemar malachahu. It's not. That's not the. You're not finishing anything. Hachav b'maya skin. The Gemara answers: de baze berimtza de parazalav shavke begave. No, you took a big fat screw and you drill a hole in the wall to put the big fat screw in. Meaning that you, let's say you hammer a nail into the wall, but then you're going to leave the nail there to hang stuff on. Oh, the Hainu Gemar Malacha, that's Maka Bepatish. So Rav would say that's Bona, and Shmuel would say that's Maka Bepatish. Says the Gemara, Zeh Klal. This is the rule. Anyone who does a Malacha, and that Malacha is Miskayim and Shabbos Yechayim, asks the Gemara, Zeh Klal, La Suye Mai. What is Zeh Klal coming to include? La Suye, Dochak Kefiza Bekava. Someone, let's say he has a piece of wood that could be chiseled out to a measuring cup that holds a kav, which is a four lug, but you only chisel out three lug. So some people use a three lug measuring cup, but this is big enough to be a four lug one. So you might decide later on to continue to do it more. Nevertheless, that's considered to be a malacha. That's considered to be makav patish because some people would use it at three, even though you could still do it more, but it's usable the way it is. So that's considered to be makav patish as well. Now, in order to understand this, you got to just remember the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if you smack the hammer on the anvil, so you are chayiv. Because what did the Mishnah say? Mipnei shu kemisakin malacha. It's like you're fixing a malacha. It's very, very unclear from the Mishnah what exactly Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on Tanakama for. What's he coming to say? So first thing I want to know, what in the world is he talking about? Even if a guy smacks a hammer on an anvil, he's chayev for makim b'patish. Asks the Gemara, Micah Ovid, what's the point of smacking a hammer on an anvil? An anvil is just like a big thick of stone that they would smack the hammer on, in order to smoothen out the hammer. Says the Gemara, Micah Ovid, the reason he would smack the hammer on the anvil was he's taking practice swings. Practice? Kashuba b'nei rachva. The b'nei rachva said, practice? Practice is a malacha. Practice? Elamayata. Chaza umenusa b'shabata v'gomar hachin ami d'mechayev. If I watch a guy, I watch a tutoring video. I watch a guy practicing, taking a practice hammerings. So I'm chayv on Shabbos for watching a guy because that's practice. Practice? What's practice worth? El abay v'rabba d'amri tarvayu. Shekei meradadei tase mishkan osin kein. No. It's not just practice. When they would bang, when they would use a hammer to bang out the gold plating in the Mishkan, it was a very, very delicate hammering. So if the hammer would get chipped at all in the process, you'd ruin the gold. So you would do three smacks on the gold, but then you would smack it on the anvil to make sure that it remains smooth. Ah. Tanya nami hachir, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, afa makam kodesh asadam bishas malacha chayev, shkem meradadei tase mishkan osin kei. Ah. So comes along the Chasim Sofer and the Rashash. Nu, so what's the machlokas tanakam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adding? So according to the Rishash and the Chasim Sofer in explanation of Rashi's Shita earlier on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. If you look back on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph on the bottom line, Rashi said, Makah B'Patish is you're smacking the hammer on the anvil, B'Shas Malacha. That's the language. Makah B'Patish, Hu Gemar Kol Malacha, Umu Makah B'Patish Al Asad Lachliko B'Gemar Malacha. Oh. So Rashi and I in Gimel Amid Aleph, like 30 blot ago, I'm sure we all remember it, but Rashi on 30 blot ago, I've said that you're only chayv makim patish b'gemar malacha. But now, wait a second, gentlemen. When you finish making the table, so Rashi says, according to Tanakama, at the end, so now you use the hammer. But the problem is when you made the table, the hammer might have gotten a little bit warped. So when you're finished making the table, the last act of making the table is taking the hammer and smashing it on the anvil. Not on the table, on the anvil to smoothen out the hammer. Because the hammer might have gotten warped. So you're chayv b'gemar malacha. B'gemar malacha. So that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds, no. Even if you do it in the middle of the malacha, while you're making the gold plating, you do three claps on the gold, and then one on the anvil, and three on the gold, and one on the anvil. Every time you clap the hammer on the anvil, you chayv makim b'patish, because you're slightly adjusting it and smoothening it and finishing out the hammer. So Tanakama holds only if you do it b'gmar malacha, you chayv. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if you do it in the middle of the malacha, you're also chayav. So slow down. Again, so Tanakama holds that only when you smack the hammer on the anvil at the end of the creation of the table, you're chayav and makim patish. But if you do it in the middle, so then you are exempt. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds, even in the middle, you're chayav. That's the way the Rosh Hashanah and the Chasam Sofer understand. However, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, what do you mean makim patish is not hammering on the anvil at all? Gentlemen, take a look at Tosfos on the Amud before, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the second Tosfos on the page, makim patish, Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Makav Patish. Pirish, Pakunjas, Shemufozibos Hassel. Ela Nira Luri, Dahai Makavash Hanu, Makush Achon Shemaka la Kli, Bishask Mar Malacha. No, you're not. Rashi says Makav Patish is you're smashing the hammer on the anvil. Tosis says, no, you're not smashing the hammer on the anvil. You're smashing the last smashing that you give the hammer on the Kli. No. So according to Tosvis, who says it's on the Kli, so Tanakama says it's only on the Kli. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to add, even if it wasn't on the Kli, even if you did it on the anvil, you're also chai for Makeh B'Patish, because you're not finishing off the Kli, you're finishing off the hammer. You're smoothing out the hammer. So that's the machlokas, whether it's only on the kli, but it's only at the end of the malacha. According to this pshat, according to Tosfos, it's only at the end of the malacha, but if you do it in the middle, so then you're not chayiv. It's only if you do it at the end of making the table that you're smoothing out the hammer, you're chayiv for Makeh B'Patish. So a lot of discussion over here, what exactly Makeh B'Patish is. The way we tend to understand it is anything you do to finish off a kli. But is that the kli that you're making? Sometimes they would Makeh B'Patish, it's called with a hammer, because you're actually smoothing out the kli at the end of it. And is it in the middle of the malacha or the end of the malacha? So this is an issue that's debated. Let's continue. Hachorish kolshu. If a person plows even a tiny little hole, you're chayev. Hamenachesh, if you pick up the bed, pick up the weeds. You take out the bad grass from the good grass. You take out the weeds. Vahamakarsem, or you prune the tree. Vahamazared, or you take the twigs away from near the roots so that the tree should grow better. Kolshu, even a mashu chayv. So this Mishnah is talking about if you do this to the ground, it's choresh. If you do it to the tree, it's a zorea or notea. So it's either plowing or planting. Plowing is helping the ground and planting is helping the tree. So you would be chaya for all these things. Hamalakid eitzim, if you break branches off a tree, if you cut the branches off a tree, imlisakein, if you're just doing it to prune the tree to help it grow better, than kol shehin. It's a different shear, even a mashu yachayev. Imlahesek, but if you want to take the wood to make a fire out of it, then it's a different shear. Kedei levasho beit zakah, like we saw earlier by Hotzah, that the amount of wood that you have to carry on Shabbos, the least significant amount of wood is the amount of wood it would take levasho beit zakah to cook a chicken's egg. Hamalakid asavim, if you gather grass, imlasakin, if it's to make the grass grow better, kolshu, even a drop, it's choresh. V'im lebehema, but if you're gathering it for an animal to eat, kimale piagdi, the minimum shear is the amount that a goat eats. Asks the Gemara, plowing even a drop, one little hole in the ground, what is that worth for you? L'may chazi, answers the Gemara, chazi lebizra dekara, a pumpkin seed or a gourd seed or a cucumber seed. The kavasa gabi mishkan, where did they have planting seeds in the Mishkan? Shekin roi leklach echad shel samonim. So you could, let's say they needed a little bit of dye left for the dyeing purpose. So they would mamish dig a tiny little kol shehu hole and bury the samonim. Oh, really? The samonim? So that's where planting. So this brings us back to the age old dispute of where was the 11 malachos of baking, right? Planting, plowing, planting, harvesting, grinding, kneading. Those 11 malachos is called Sidur de Pas. So the Mishnah had said baking, right? Baking. They didn't bake any of the dyes. So where in the world was baking in the Mishkan? So Rav Avram ben Arambam quotes Rav Haigo, no, you know where all those 11 malachos were in the Mishkan? By the karbanos, by the karban mincha, by the lechem atamid, by baking. You're baking the karbanos. But others say no. Others say no. Rashi said no, it was only in the preparation of the dyes. And this Gemara right away, you see Samanim. Samanim seems to say, where was it? It was in the dyes, not the Karbanos. So what's the Rav Haigon going to say? So the Egle Tal asks this Kasha. Egle Tal asks against Rav Haigon, our Gemara says clearly, Samanim, spices. What is Samanim? That's the dyes, no? So the Egle Tal answers, you can say, according to Rav Haigon, no, it was the spices of the Ketores. They had to, Samanim means that they would plant for the spice of the Ketores, like for the Karbanos. But in Echanami, there was not plowing and planting in the Mishkan for the dyes. It was rather for the Karban Mincha, for the Challah, for the Matzah, whatever else was being used for the Karban Mincha, etc., or for the Ketores, the spice of the Ketores. Let's continue. Hamenachesh v'hamakarse v'hamazareid. If you prune it, weed it, or prune it, or twig it, take away the twigs. Tanu Rabbanan, hatolish ulashin, herbs which are royal machal adam when they're soft, hamazareid zrodim, or you cut off reeds which when they're very soft are ro'oi for machal adam. When they get a little harder, they're royal machal behema, and when they get even harder, then you use them as firewood. So it depends why you're cutting it. If you're cutting it for human consumption, then how much do you have to cut? Kegrogeris, like the shear of a dried fig. Im lebehema, if it's for animal food, then it's a different shear. Kamali piagdi, the minimum amount of chashivos is the amount that a goat would eat, fits in a goat's mouth. Im lehesek, and if it's for firewood, kde levashel beitzakala, it's enough wood to cook a chicken's egg. Im liapos is a karka, and if it's just to make the ground better, to help the grass grow better, or to help the tree grow better, then kolshein, then even a mashus. It's four different shiurim, depending on what your intention is. If your intention is to make the ground better, then it's a kolshu. If your intention is to machal adam to grogers, teshem machal beimis kamali piagdi. And if your intention is to make a fire, it's lachvashel beitzakala. Ask the Gemara. Atu kulu lo liapos karkinu. Who cares what your intention is? At the end of the day, aren't you making the ground better? So even if you do a drop, it should always be chayim. It's no rabbi rabbis tamar tavayu ba'agam shana. No, you did it in a swamp. In a swamp, it's not helping nothing grow better because ain't nothing going to grow in a swamp. That's rabbi and rabbi Yosef's answer. Amar abayu amar no, I feel tamar besada de la ba'agam. Even in a regular field, if you're intending for food and not intending to make the ground better, kigon de lo kamachavin. It's a davar she'enu miskavin to tomorrow. Ask the Gemara, davar she'enu miskavin, but it's a psik ratio. It's for sure going to happen. It's for sure going to make the ground better. Even Rabbi Shimon said davar she'enu miskavin is mutter. He agrees if it's for sure going to happen. So, your chayavs, how are you telling me that it's mutter over here because you didn't intend to make the ground better, but it's for sure going to make the ground better? Ask the Gemara, lod strichat the kavi ba'ara the chavre. No. You did this in your friend's field. Now it's your friend, not somebody you care about. Because if it's somebody you care about, then you still like it. But it means it's a psikresha delo nichale. Because you didn't do it in your own backyard. You did it in somebody else's backyard. And what do you care about what goes on in somebody else's backyard? Psikresha delo nichale. Wait a minute. Psikresha delo nichale. So wait a minute. Is that mutter? Or is that Pater Avalasu? So here you have the famous Machlokes, the Arach in Tosus. Take a look. Look in Tosus. Let's see. The Avid Bar, the Chari Pirish Ba'arach. The Arach explains, the Bipsikresha de lo nichle kagon, the Kavid Bar, the Chari kagon ba'acher, she'en hobo, va'kotit ba'erz v'sha'as mila, she'en lo ana, mutter l'chatchila. Whoa! The Arach sheet is, davar she'en miskavein, even if it's a Psikresha, if it's a psikresha de lo nichale, if it's a psikresha, you're not going to get benefit out of it. The Aruch says it's mutter l'chatchila. Sorry, gentlemen, we don't paskin this way. We paskin like Tosfos. If you take a look in the rest of the Tosfos or in the bottom Tosfos, ba'ar dechavri pirsh davi melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Tosfos says no. It's not mutter. It's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. It's pater aval aser. It's a psikresha. It's for sure going to happen. You're for sure going to violate Shabbos. You hear this? The Aruch says if I drag a bench in my backyard and it's 100% going to make a ditch in my backyard, the Aruch says, if that ditch is going to ruin your backyard, you don't want that ditch. It's mutter. Mutter. We don't follow that opinion. We hold like Tosis that Psikresha Dolonichle is Pater Avalasar. El Chano Wasserman has a beautiful piece of Torah where he explains what's the root of the dispute between Tosfos and the Aruch? The question is, why is Psik Reish Chayev? I'm intending to do action A. Result B is for sure going to happen. So why am I Chayev on B? So one pshat to say, well, if B is for sure going to happen, it's like it's all one action. You say you're only dragging a bench, but you're really making a hole too. It's for sure going to happen. It's all one action. That's the Chad Maisa pshat, the one action. Others say, no, it's Ki'ilu is Kavanti. It's two different actions, but the point is, if it's for sure going to happen, it's like, it's as if you were Mechavin. It's not a Dovah Shein Meskavin anymore. If it's for sure going to happen, what do you say? Oh, I'm not intending for the second thing to happen. Idiot, it's for sure going to happen. What do you mean you're not intending? You can't say you're not intending if it's for sure going to happen. You know it's going to happen. That's called intention. Oh, nafkamina will be, what about if it's lo nichale? So that's the Machlokas Tosin in the Arach. Tosin says it's all one action. So if it's all one action, so at the end of the day, you're doing result B anyway. But if you say it's ki'ilu is kavanti, as if I intended, if you say it's, so if it's lo nichale, you can't say you intended it. If it's something you don't want, objectively, something you don't want, you can't say it's something that you wanted. My Rebbe, Rebbe Mordechai Willig, holds that there is one time that this Aruch is going to help us. There is one type of example that this Shitas Aruch is going to help us. Even though Psik Reisha de lo nichale is aser, pater aval aser mi derabanan, by an iser do raisa. If you're performing an iser do raisa, b'psik reisha de lo nichale, it's gonna, then we hold like Tosis. But if the whole malacha in the first place is only an iser do rabanan, Rabbi Willig said you're allowed to rely on the Aruch's opinion that psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter by an iser do rabanan. Where does this come up sometimes in the house on Shabbos? It comes up, let's say you forget to shunt the alarm. So you know that you walk out of the house, it's going to go from salad green to blinking green on Shabbos. So Rabbi Willig calls, you don't have to stay in the house all Shabbos. You're allowed to go out because it's a psik reisha de lo nichale. You could care less whether that light is blinking green or shunting green. You don't care. It's lo nichale, even though it's for sure going to happen. But the LED lights switching, whatever goes on in there, it's only nisa de rabbanan. Electricity is only nisa de rabbanan. So it's a psik reisha de lo nichale by nisa de rabbanan. You're allowed to rely on the Aruch Shita who says it's mutter. So says Rav Mordechai Willig, that a psik reisha de lo nichale by the rabbanans would be mutter, even though we follow Tosas Shita, but it's a suffix, the Aruch HaTosas, so by a drabbanan, you're allowed to say suffix drabbanan lukuli, you're allowed to rely on the Aruch by a din drabbanan, right? If you forgot to unscrew the light bulb in your refrigerator before Shabbos, and you know that if you open the fridge, the light's going to go on. So I don't know, that's probably a psik reisha de nichale. You like the light on in there. You'll say, I don't want the light. No. You don't want the light because you don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. That's not called lo nichale. Lo nichale means objectively, does the light benefit you? So when the light in the fridge is on, that's a problem. So I don't think Rabbi Willig's Heter would help that. First of all, if it's an incandescent bulb, it's an Issa Doraisa. But even if it's a fluorescent or something like that, it's still going to be Aser Midrabanan because we foul Tosis. Not the Aruch, because it's not lo nichale. That would probably be nichale. So that's, the guy's brushing his hair, so he knows for sure the hair is going to fall out. So psik reisha de lo, but nobody wants the hair to fall out. No. I'm getting old. I need every hair that I have. So maybe if you say it's a psik reisha de lo nichale, but if it's an issa d'oraisa, it's still going to be a problem. So that's why this is very important to know that a psik reisha de lo nichale is still aser midrabanan. And we unfortunately don't hold like the Aruch. We hold like Tosas. Okay, but this is the whole source of this whole issue. This is a very important Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Oh, now we're going to get, from now till the end of the parak is all about the laws of writing, all about the laws of ksiva. So you got to focus very carefully. Hakosev shtei osios, bein bimino, bein bismolo. If a person writes two letters, whether with his right hand or his left hand, person writes two letters, whether it's right hand or his left hand, bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, whether or not it's the same letter twice or it's an aleph and a beis, it's two alephs or an aleph and a beis, bein mishtei samarios, even a black and red dye, or blue, b'chol lashon, any language, chayev. You chayev on Shabbos, two letters. I'm Rabbi Yossi, lo chivu, shtei yossi, yosem mishem roshem. You don't even need letters, even if you just make one line, just like a scratch. Shekach Kosvin al Karshei HaMishkan, because in the Mishkan they used to just write scratches to know which beam belonged next to the other one. If it had two scratches that are the same kind of scratch, they knew those two beams belong next to each other. Leida Eza Ben Zugo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's possible that you were intending to write a long name, but you wrote a smaller name on your chayiv. Shame Mishimon. So someone in my earlier Daf Yom Yishir asked me, why did the Shame Mishimon call his sefer the Shame Mishimon? Clearly, he got it from this Mishnah. Clearly. But why in the world did he call the sefer Shame Mishimon? Okay, I didn't get a chance to Google it yet. But anyway, Shame Mishimon Umishmuel, or Shame Mishmuel. I'm sorry, the Shame Mishmuel. That's what I meant to say. Shame Mishmuel. Noach mi Nachor, Noach mi Nachor, Don mi Daniel, God mi Gadiel. So you were intending to write the whole name, but you stopped after two, and that itself is itself a word. So Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayv. The Gemara is gonna explain that there's really four opinions about this. We'll get to the Gemara in a moment. It says Gemara, Bishlama ayomin l'chayv. I understand if you write with your right hand, your chayv makes sense. Mishum dederech siva b'kach. That's the normal way to write. Ela small, but you write with your left hand. Amai, why are you chayv? It's not the normal way to write with your left hand. I'm a Rabbi Irmiya. We're talking about a lefty. I said, well, then how come you chayv with your right hand? You're ambidextrous. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. His dad was a Rasha. They didn't call him the son of his father. Hamani, who's the author of this opinion that a lefty is okay? Rabbi Yossi, Damar Lochiva Ishtayosel Mashum Roshim, even just making a scratch is chayev, so you could do that even with your left hand. Ask Marvam, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Risha Lav Rabbi Yossi, but if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, doesn't it sound like the beginning is not Rabbi Yossi? No, Kula Rabbi Yossi, it's all Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Amar Yehuda, Matsinu, Shame Gadol, Shame Katan Mishem Gadol, says the Gemara now. If you read the Mishnah carefully, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would only hold that if it's two different letters. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you have two letters from a bigger word is if it's two different letters. But let's say you write the word sheish. You were trying to write sheishach. And you wrote sheish. It's the same letter. Lo mechayev. What do you mean? Vatanya. But we learned in a brisa. That is going to be a very long brisa. It's going to have four opinions. So let's halt cup with the four opinions in the brisa. Vatanya. Pasuk says in Pashas Vayikra. Va'asa achas. So it says, Yochol, you might think, Ad Sheikhtov Kol Hashem, you gotta have a whole malacha. You have to write a whole word. Vad Sheyaro Kol HaBeged, you gotta weave the whole garment. Vad Sheyasa Kol HaNapa, or make an entire sifter. Tamad Lomar, Me'achas. Over there also, it says, Va'asa me'achas me'hena. So me'achas means even if you don't do the whole word. E me'achas yachal afilu kosevel os achas, maybe even one letter. Even one string of weave. V'la'asa el ba'isech v'napo, or just one weave of the sifter. Talmud lomar. Achas. Ha'ketzad eino chayv ha'shichtov shem katan mishem gadol. It's got to be a small, this is Tanakama, a small name from a big name. Shame Mishimon Umishmuel, Noach Minachar, Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadiel. That's the first opinion, Tanakama. So it's got to be two letters that would be a name elsewhere. Second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Filo Kazav Elishesh Ozas Vehin Shame Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says that's going to be the Kash, even if it's the same letter, even Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis. No. Chayef, Kagon, Sheish, or Tase is a word. Roar, Chach, these words are, Gag, Chach, these are words as well. That's Rabbi Yehuda, which contradicts the way we said Rabbi Yehuda before. That's going to be the kasha. Third opinion, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yichim Shem Kosi V'chayv, V'alein Chayv L'Shem Roshem. No, even letters are only a tolda of making a scratch. Even a scratch is Chayv, two scratches. Shkin Roshem L'Kasha Yemishkel Neida, Eze Ben Zugo. Eze Ben Zugo, you need two scratches. L'fikach, Sarat Sri Da'achas Al Shnei Nisarim. If you take a knife and make a scratch across two boards, two scratches on one board, chayev. Fourth opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Vilas Achas, Yachalat Shikdov, is Kol Hashem. Achiyar, Kol HaBeged, Achiyar, says Kol HaNapa. Talmud Lomar, Me'achas, Ime'achas. Doesn't have to be the whole thing. Yachal Afil Lo Kasvel, Os Achas, Afil Lo Arga, Lo Chorechad, even one string of weave. Afil Lo Asa, Lo Ba'isech, Benapa, one stitch of the sifter. Talmud Lomar, Achas. Okay, so how do you have achas but me'achas? It's got to be something that lasts. Now, the Gemara is going to ask later on, Rabbi Shimon, the fourth sheet, it sounds like this is exactly the same thing as Tanakama. We'll have to see what the difference is. The Gemara is going to get to that in a moment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi uses ve'asa me'achas to teach me something completely different. Ve'asa achas ve'asa heina. Pa'amim she'chayev achas al kulon. One time you chayev one for doing a lot of malachos. U'pa'amim she'chayev al kolachas v'achas. And sometimes you do a lot of malachos and you chayev in each one. The Gemara is going to explain that later on. We remember whether it's Zodon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos or Zodon malachos v'shigigas Shabbos, right? Depends. Did you forget it was Shabbos? Did you forget each malacha? We'll get to that in a moment. But says the Gemara, Ketani Mia, but the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilo Kasev L'Shteyosios, Hein Shem Echad, Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you write the same letter twice, you Chayev. But in our Mishnah, the examples that he gives are only two different letters. Answer the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe. One is Rabbi Yehuda's own Shita, and one is Rabbi Yehuda talking in the name of his Rebbe. The Sadi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishim Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Gamliel, Afilo Kasev L'Shteyosios, Hein Shem Echad, Chayev Gon, Sheish Teis Ror Gag Choch. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, I the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is the same as Tanakama. Shem Mishmuel, Shem Mishimon, God mi Gadiel, Don mi Daniel. They both said the same thing. Answer the Gemara. The difference is, if you just wrote Aleph Aleph to Tanakama Savar, Aleph Aleph to Ezarcha lo mechayev, Rabbi Shimon Savar came to say, Gilture ba'alma, since sometime the scribes would write Aleph, Aleph in these amulets, maybe you'd be chayav. Lameimer the Rabbi Shimon l'chumra. So you mean tell me the Rabbi Shimon is more strict by saying you're chayav even Aleph, Aleph, even if they don't usually write this way, just sometimes people put this in an amulet, but it's not the normal way people write. So you mean to tell me that's going to be chayav? The Rabbi Shimon's more machmir, he's going to be machayav you even for stuff that people don't usually write? Here and there, like you'll find a crazy place that in an amulet they'll write that way, but usually they don't. Rabbi Shimon's more strict about these kind of inyanim. Vatanya, we learned elsewhere that Rabbi Shimon is actually more lenient. Hakodeach kol shehu, if a person drills a hole, even a mashu, even if you didn't drill the hole all the way through the wood from side to side, chayav. Hamigarer, if you smoothen out beams, kol shehu, even a mashu. Hamaabed, you tan leather, kol shehu. Hatsar b'klitzura, or you make a beautiful picture on a kli, you chisel an image on a kli, even if you meant to do a larger one and you just did a little bit of it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheikdach es kulo. Right, so Tanakama says, you're chayvim for a drop. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you got to do the whole thing. Ad sheyigror es kulo, or you smoothen out the whole thing. Ad sheyabes kulo, you tan the whole thing. Achayotzer kulo, or you color, you make the entire image on the vessel. So you see that he's more lenient about these things. And the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, ha/slashmi. Now Rabbi Shimon's coming to teach a different thing. Achayotzer Hashem kulo. He, Rabbi Shimon, holds that you need to write the entire word. You have to write the whole word. You don't need to write the whole pasuk. Says the Gemara, Umima says, I'm talking about Tam Shimon Omer, Ba'asa Achas Yochal Hashim, the Shem Kulo. You might think you have to write the whole word. Tam Lomer Me'achas. So you see, you don't have to write the whole word. And it's the Gemara, Tritzim Mahachi. Yochal Hashim is a Pasuk Kulo. You might think going to Rabbi Shimon, you got to write the whole Pasuk. Tam Lomer, if you're intending to write a whole Pasuk. Tam Lomer Me'achas. It's enough to write the whole word, and not the whole Pasuk. But if you don't write the whole word, right, Tanakama holds even two letters is good, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you intend to write an entire word, you have to write the whole word. Now let's go back to explain the words of Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ve'asa, so it comes out there's four opinions, right? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, and Tanakama the Braisa says, Shem Mishmuel Eschayim. Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa says, even the same letter, even Sheish or Gag or Chach. Rabbi Shimon says that you need a whole word. And Rabbi Yossi says, even just one line. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he used the pot teaching something else. Va'asa achas, va'asa heina. Pa'amim shechayv achas al kulon, upa'amim shechayv al kolachas va'achas. So when are you chayv for doing many different malachas, and when are you only chayv one for many malachas?
I mean, it was Rebbechin in my time of Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? So he says, because the pasuk says, achas me'achas, heina me'heina. So you have achas she'heina. Sometimes you do one thing and you chayav a lot of things. Heina she'achas. Sometimes you do a lot of things and you only chayav once. Achas Shimon. Me'achas is shemi Shimon, you're chayav. Heina is avos. Me'heina is toldos, you're also chayav. What's achas she'heina? What, when do you do one thing, but you're chayav a lot of times? Zadon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. You know it's Shabbos, but you forgot that Zoreish Chorea, right? So you know it's Shabbos, but you forgot a lot. So you forgot that this is Usher and that's Usher. So you chayav in each one. Heina shiachas. When do you do a lot of things and you chayav only one? Shigigas Shabbos is other malachas. You know all these things are also just, but you forgot it was Shabbos. So you forgot it was Shabbos, even if you did 10 different malachas, you only chayav one. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, right? Shem Mishimon or Shem Mishmuel. Asks the Gemara, Mi Dami. Wait a second. Shem Mishimon? Shem Mishmuel? Wait a second. If you were intending to write Shin Mem in the word Shimon or Shmuel, so you're not going to write a Mem Sophis. It's going to be a regular Mem. And you tell me Yechai because the word Shame is a name elsewhere, but if you wrote the name elsewhere, you'd need to write a Mem Sophis. So how can you tell me that you're writing Shame Yishmuel, Yechai, because it's a name somewhere else? No, Shin Mem that's not a Mem Sophis is not a word anywhere. So why Yechai? Me dummy. Mem de Shame Sussum. Mem de Shimon is Pasuach. Answer the Gemara of Chisla, Zosomers, that teaches us, Sasam Vaso Pasuach, B'dievin in the Sefer Torah. If you were supposed to write a Mem Sophis, and you wrote a not a Mem Sophis, it's a Kosher a Sefer Torah. Wow. Kick Kosher. Ask the Gemara, really? Meisive, Uchsav Tom. You need a ksiva tama. You need a perfect ksiva. Shetei ksiva tama. You need a beautiful tam, right? Ish tam yoshev or tamim tia. You need a complete, beautiful, halachically correct ksiva. Shelo yichtov alf and einin. You shouldn't write an alf as an ayin. What does that mean? Samachlokas. Either since neither of them are really pronounced that much. So sometimes people might think also I could write, if I wrote an aleph or an ayin, who cares what's the difference? No. Shalit of alfin, ayin and alfin. Basin, kuffin, a base looks like a cuff. Don't make the base like a cuff. Kuffin, basin. Gamin, sadin, a gimel and a tzadi. Sadin, gamin. Dalsin, ration. A dalat shouldn't be a resh. Ration, dalsin. A resh like a dalas. Hayin, chesin. Chesin, hayin. You got to write, it's got to be different. Vavin, yudin, yudin, vavin. Zainin Nunin, Nunin Zainin, Tessin Payfin, Payfin Tessin, a pay and a tess are very similar. Kfufin Pshutin, if you have a rounded letter, like a rounded Nun, don't write it like a Nun Sophist. Pshutin Kfufin, if it's a long Nun Sophist, don't write it like a regular Nun. Memin, Samchin, Samchin Memin. Stumin, like a mem sophist, psuchin, a regular mem, psuchin stumin. Similarly, parsha psucha lo yasena stuma. If it's a parsha that's open at the end of the line, don't close it. Stuma lo yasena pchusa, psucha. Kasva kishira. If you wrote the regular Torah like Az Yashir, like, you know, the way Az Yashir is written in the Torah, kasva es hashira kayotzba, or you wrote a shira not like that, Oshikos Shalobi Dio, you didn't use black ink. Oshikos is Askaros. Bizarre, you want it to be fancy, so you wrote Hashem's name in gold. Hare El Yiganzu, it's puzzle to save a Torah, you gotta bury it. So you see, a mem is not mem, so fist is not good written as a regular mem. Answers the Gemara. Hu Damar Ki Hai Tana? No. Rav Chista, who said it's kosher, holds like the other Tana, the son of Yud, Bemisir Omer, Nemar Bishain even is KM. On the second day of Sukkot in the Karbanos, it says, Vinis Kehem. Beshishi Unisacheha. On the 6 days, an extra Yud Unisacheha. Beshvi Kimishbatam, an extra Mem. So There's a the Niske Hem is a Mem Sofis, Yud Mem Sofis. Ma'am, Hare Mem Yud Mem, Mayim Mikan Remez Lanisach Mayim in Torah. So you see that a Mem Sofis can serve as a regular Mem. Omid Pasuach Vaso Sasam Kasher. From the fact that we see a regular Mem could be a Mem Sofis, Sasam Nami Vaso Pasuach Kasher. Something sealed that you did open is also kosher. Ask the Gemara, me dummy. Pasuach vaso sasum. Iluya kamalile. If you have a regular mem into a mem sofis, you're elevating its chashivas. Because the mem sofis was in the luchos. The Amrav Chis, the mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayomdin. So you see it was in the luchos. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela sasum vaso pasuach gri kamagarile. If it's a mem sofis and you made it into a regular mem, you're lowering its status. Because the regular mem was not in the luchos. The non-sofis letters, mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf, these are all the letters that have a sofis. Sofim amarum. The regular letters were bechudosh by the Nevi'im. So if somebody writes a regular mem instead of a mem sofis, it's a lower level writing. So you can't bring a proof from the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who's machshir, the writing of a mem sasim in place of a mem pasuach. Because a mem sasim is stronger than a mem pasuach. So we're back to our original question. Okay, I'm going to stop over here because the Gemara continues a little bit. We'll pick up this discussion, very interesting discussion about what was in the luchos, which mem was it. We'll come back to this, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.